Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, I'm a little pumped up this week. I am actually not a little bit pumped up. I am, holy smokes, I am a lot pumped up. And I'll tell you why. Because later on this week, I'm going to be amongst 5,000 like-minded real estate investors. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I'm going to be hanging out with like 5,000 like-minded real estate investors. And we call it Expo. Yeah, we call it Expo. It's an annual event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts together, and it is designed to really supercharge your investing. Yeah, because we take everything that Lifestyles Unlimited does, and we put it in one central location. And then we turn it loose on everybody. Ah, it's going to be awesome, man. I have gone to Expo every year that I've been a member. As a matter of fact, last year, we did it in February, and I think it was based on some goofy scheduling conflict that showed up. And we, as Lifestyles Unlimited, we said, okay, you know, we'll adjust from the normal time slot that we were originally scheduled for, and we'll move it up in time. We'll do it in February. And here was the silver lining for doing that. When we were originally scheduled to do our Expo event last year, we would have been in lockdown. There would have never been a 2020 Expo, which would have meant no opportunity for Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, I don't know how that scheduling worked. I'll just tell you that I am very, very happy as a Monday morning quarterback, knowing that we put that thing together, and it was an incredible event for not only the members of Lifestyles Unlimited, but for people that were considering joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, we let those people go too. And we're going to do it again this year. As a matter of fact, it's going to kick off this Thursday. There is a ton. When I say a ton, I mean like, yeah, 2,000 pounds worth of stuff that you can participate in. There's going to be education. There's going to be networking. There's going to be parties. There's going to be the ability to fast track your investing plan. You heard me correctly. And Expo is a place where it's going to happen. Now, if you're thinking about going to Expo and you haven't bought a ticket yet, I will tell you this. There are no tickets available for you. However, I've been made aware that if you really want to go to Expo, we're not going to turn anybody away. You can actually buy your tickets at the door. You can literally show up and say, hey, I want to play. Now, I will tell you that all the advanced packages, or what I mean by advanced packages, not from the standpoint of you had to buy them early, although that would have been a good idea. I mean the advanced packages where there are different things, different elements of Expo built in to your actual package. Those are all gone. Yeah, so that's why I'm not even trying to tell you about them. But I will tell you this. Just the opportunity to meet other like-minded individuals, to learn things that you need to learn, that's a big ticket thing. That's a really big ticket thing. And you ought to consider going if you're going to be anywhere near the Irving Convention Center starting this Thursday through the weekend. Because real estate investing is really designed to help you understand where you're trying to go, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. And then we show you how you can organize your life and organize your investments to, first of all, get you to a place of retirement within the next 5 years. That is not a pipe dream. That is a realistic goal. And then once you get to that place of retirement, then you start working on the lifestyle. Yeah, that's the way all this works. And don't be surprised if you get yourself to a place of retirement in less than 5 years. It does happen, and it does happen a lot. It really does. But we think, based on where most people are at with their day-to-day lives, with the fact that they've been following society's game plan since they were young, they take, not average, about 5 years to get to that point of retirement. And from there, man, from there it just gets even better. So what I want to do for you today is I want to talk to you about some things that you can do if you actually own investment property. Let's say you own a rental house, and maybe you're not quite sure what to do with it. Now, you've heard me say on the show that maybe this is a good time to sell. Well, it might be, or it might not be. What you have to do is you have to dial in on what it is you want that asset to do for you. That's part of the planning process. So every asset that you buy has a specific purpose in your plan. It has a specific role that it will provide to you as you work your retirement and ultimately your lifestyle plan. And it works really well. But people get hung up on, should I sell? And why should I sell? Should I sell now? Should I wait for another year? Prices are going up, but what am I going to do with the money from the sale? Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about different reasons why you could sell your investment house, and we'll take it from there. So stick around. Let's have a good time.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about reasons why you should sell rental property. And it needs to be one of those things that you build into your plan. In other words, what I'm telling you is that when you make a decision to buy an asset, you also need to make a decision with regards to how long you're going to hold it. Or if something occurs in a certain time span that creates a desire on your part to sell the property. Let's just get to the real easy one. Yeah, because I've got a real easy reason why you should sell, and I kind of just alluded to it. Yeah, your plan was always to sell, and you might be thinking, why would you do that if that property is providing you an income stream? Well, because that property has potentially also gone up in value, and that property is wearing out. You heard me correctly. That property is wearing out. Because if you bought that property the way we teach you to buy that property, you will have looked at all of the systems within that home, and you will have made a determination as to whether or not those systems have 5, maybe 7 years of a lifespan remaining in them. And if they don't, what you need to do is either repair them or replace them so that you get that 5 to 7 year minimum lifespan. The reason we do that is so that we're not making a bunch of repairs on our property. We're not inconveniencing the person or persons that are renting that home from us. The other reason we do that is we know that if we address everything that needs to be addressed up front, we're going to know what the true cost to acquire and rehab that property is going to be. And if that number takes us to retail pricing or beyond, well, we just walk away. We just walk away because there are plenty of other properties out there that will meet our investing criteria. We're not interested in getting involved with a property that is not going to pay us at least five different ways. So the first reason for you to sell is that your original plan always was to sell. You know, one of the biggest mistakes a real estate investor can make is not to develop that plan I just talked about for how they want to invest in real estate itself. Impatience can often lead to mistakes. And the mistake is never knowing if you're on track, off track, or when to make adjustments. I know, it's weird, huh? So the most successful real estate investors are the ones who make a plan before they start investing, and then they follow that plan. Now, maybe they make periodic adjustments along the way, and that's totally fine. That also includes selling a perfectly good asset that may be performing exactly as you expect it to perform. And maybe your plan was to make certain moves at certain time frames. And that can include both holding properties forever or selling properties when everybody thinks you're nuts. Yeah. But remember this, it's your plan. It is completely your plan. So one of the reasons you would sell, say, a single family house after a 5-year hold is the fact that properties have a tendency to appreciate over time. And if you bought the property correctly, you would have captured equity in the deal. What does that mean? Okay, what that means is, let's say you bought a house all fixed up that's worth $200,000. But in the acquisition and rehab phases of preparing that property for service as a rental property, maybe your total all-in cost, everything that you've put into that deal, I'm not talking about all cash, by the way, I'm talking about everything that it took you to acquire and renovate, maybe your total number is $180,000. So what you're doing is you're capturing $20,000 of equity. That's the difference between the after repair value and your all-in cost. Now, you're not writing a check for $180,000, because one of the things that you'll learn at Lifestyles Unlimited is that it makes perfect financial sense to leverage your purchase and to leverage your repairs and then to leverage your long-term hold. Because when you bring a lender in that's willing to give you a big chunk of the money that you need in order to do this business model, your cash out of pocket actually winds up being a lot less than you might think it would be. I mean, it's true. It's totally true. So now you've acquired a property, you've captured $20,000 in equity right at the get-go, and over time, this property is going to go up in value. Now, conservatively, I think properties appreciate about 3.5% per year. And I know this because statistically, properties have a tendency to double in value every 20 years. 3.5% growth rate, you know, that'll get you to that doubling effect. So you have to look at what is the value of this property in subsequent years. We've actually been in a very weird time where property values are pushing up pretty fast right now. And there's a lot of talk about a bubble, and I don't think that there's a bubble out there. I think we're just seeing pricing adjust. And as a result of that, we're actually seeing more than 3.5% increase in pricing, even on the properties that I intend to hold for a while. So here's the other thing. What if you held the property for 3 years? What if the appreciation on that property wasn't 3.5%. What if it was higher? Maybe you're at 5.5%, possibly a bigger number. What if your end-stated goal on this property was for it to increase in value to a certain amount so that you could sell that property, harvest all of the capital gains out of that property, and then transition into follow-on properties? In other words, you would trade one house for two houses. Now think about it. You might be walking away from some cash flow. I mean, we're going to sell an asset that's producing cash flow, right? So as you walk away from that cash flow, all of a sudden, hey, $400 a month isn't there because you sold the asset. But if you replace that asset with two properties that you do the exact same business model on as you did with the property you just relinquished, now you have potentially two properties producing $400 a month cash flow each. Yeah, essentially by selling that property, not only did you get a bunch of money, but you had the ability to buy two assets now. You traded one for two, and you just doubled your cash flow. That's how this real estate game works. And it is okay for you to make those periodic adjustments based on what the market is doing. Now, we come back from the break. I'm going to talk about the thing you should never, ever do with real estate investing: carry negative cash flow. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about reasons why you would sell a perfectly good investment asset. And there's a lot of really good reasons to do it. Now, here's a reason why I think you should get out from underneath a property that you think is an investment property. If that property is consistently generating negative cash flow, you probably need to make that thing go away. Now some of you, and I'm not picking on you, I'm just saying some of you own rental homes that maybe you bought and you figured that they would make good investment properties based solely on their potential to appreciate in value. Yeah, your plan was this: just endure any negative cash flow while betting on getting that appreciation. Now, if you live in California, that's kind of a persistent investing strategy out there. Because if you really look at what it takes for you to get positive cash flow on California properties, it requires you to put more of your money into the investment. It does. Or pay all cash, which we don't think is a good use for your money. As a matter of fact, we know that's not a good use for your money. So what is negative cash flow? What is that? Well, negative cash flow is when you receive rents for your property, and then you pay all necessary expenses to operate that property, to include your mortgage. And if those expenses, including that mortgage, is more than what you generate in rental income, you're running negative cash flow. In other words, you're dipping into your own checkbook to make up the difference. Now, maybe you're just tired of paying money out of your pocket every month so that somebody else can live in an area that might be, I don't know, rent controlled, or an area that just doesn't command the amount of rent necessary to support the leverage you've placed on the property. And there are places out there where the property values are so high, so very high, California, that it really is just difficult to generate any positive rental income. So if you have, let's say, rental income on a property that maybe is producing, I don't know, $20,000 a year, and that property might be worth $1 million, you need to take a look at what your return on investment is. You really do. And that might be a case for you to sell that property. It's okay for you to sell a property that's not doing for you what you think it's supposed to do. Or when you understand that there's an absolutely better way for you to acquire investment property and to operate it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the Sunshine State to do that, what you might find out is there's a better way. And I'm telling you, there is a better way. You know, there are other cases out there where maybe you bought a property and you put your resident in there without making sure that all the systems had a 3 to 5 year lifespan. Yeah. And as a result, you might be experiencing negative cash flow because all of those systems keep breaking down. It's like every month, okay, here's $700 for the roofer. Oh, next month, here's $550 for the AC guy. Oh, next month, the plumbing is jacked up. So now you're paying the plumber. Yeah, so all you're doing now is paying out of pocket to try and keep that property afloat. And I will tell you, if you're doing it that way, that's the frustrating way to do it. It really is the frustrating way to do it. Let's see what's going to break this month. And it aggravates the people living in your investment property. It aggravates them. Because think about it. That resident went into that property thinking everything is good to go. Everything is good to go. Now, you know, residents that rent property, we do walkthroughs. We make sure stuff is working, but not all owners of property do that. No, not all properties owners do that. And here's the thing. So you're living in the property 1 month, and all of a sudden, the AC stops working. Okay, well, you're responsible. You get AC guys on that, and they get it fixed. But because of the craziness in the current environment, maybe your AC company is swamped with business. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on in your neck of the woods. So maybe it takes a couple days for the AC person to get out there. All right, well, at least they got the AC up and running. Everything is good. So now the resident's like back to their life, doing the things that they're doing. All of a sudden, the dishwasher stops working. And the dishwasher isn't working at all. So they contact you and say, hey, got another problem. Dishwasher's not working. So you send your dishwasher people out there. And maybe it takes them a day or two to get that done. All right, resident's back in business, right? Everything's going good, right? Until later on that month, or maybe even next month, something else breaks. Now, the resident is probably getting really tired of you at this point. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if you put yourself in their shoes, remember, they entered into a business contract with you. Now, you're doing everything that you said you would do in the lease. You're fixing stuff that's going wrong. But the problem is you've just shifted the whole burden of dealing with malfunctioning systems onto your resident. And do you think that's right? There are actually people out there that think that's a good way to do business. And I'm here to tell you, that's a stupid way to do business. You should never do that to people. Now, do things break? Yes. things break? Do things break on my properties that I've gone through and completely remediated? On occasion, it happens. On occasion, it does happen. Because, you know, here's the thing. Crystal balls don't work. And as effective as you are with going through all the systems and making good decisions on repair or replace, some things just, they just don't last. That's just the way it is. So my point here is this. Negative cash flow is not the way to go. Banking on property going up in value is just part of the picture. It's not the whole picture. It's a benefit that we receive by owning the property over time. But see, it's that cash flow that's so important. See, when you're paying money out of your pocket every month so that somebody else can enjoy a place to live, you're missing the mark when it comes to investing, because the investing model is supposed to benefit you. That can benefit your residents. And if you do everything the way we teach you how to do it, it will benefit your residents. You'll have a win-win situation going on. And that is a wonderful place to be. But make sure you're buying assets that are producing cash flow for you. Because you need to understand that cash flow is what it's going to take for you to break out of the problem that you have with your life, which is you're trading time for money. Now, if you want to just trade time for money for the rest of your life and you're okay with that, I'm not telling you that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying there is a different way for you to start generating income streams from the businesses that you create. And I don't care if the business is a single family house. I don't care if the business is a 500 unit apartment community. It doesn't matter what the business is. As long as you're operating the business correctly, life is good. So if you've got a property that just continues to generate negative cash flow, lose it. Take the money out of it, and let's repurpose it. When we come back from the break, I have more reasons to sell. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so here's the next reason why you might consider selling investment property that you're currently holding. You're better off investing somewhere else. Yeah, you're better off investing somewhere else. You might have discovered another market that has strong growth potential, and along with that, better returns on your investment. Yeah. Part of the planning process is this. You need to review your current investments and understand what they're doing for you, and then make periodic judgment calls as to whether or not there are better assets available to you. Remember, this is all about your personal strategy. It's not my strategy. It's your strategy. And it's also about you making good decisions with what you are doing with your investments. And I'll tell you this, I think it's perfectly fine to diversify your portfolio geographically. Now, I didn't say diversify your portfolio with silver and gold and EFTs or mutual funds or stocks or 401k, whatever. And I'm not talking about that stuff. I think all your eggs need to be in the real estate basket. But I think it's totally fine to geographically disperse your investments in different places. All of my money is not in the same geographic location. It is not. It is in different locations. Whether I'm talking about single family, whether I'm talking about multifamily, I am diversified geographically. And the thought process is this. Well, look what's going on in New Orleans. Look what happened. Another hurricane came through. Now, I'm not invested in Louisiana. I'm not. But I do know Lifestyles Unlimited members that are invested in Louisiana. There were opportunities for me to invest my money in Louisiana. And had I done that, and if the properties were affected by what's going on with the weather systems, I'm going to be okay. I mean, first of all, because that property is going to have the right kind of insurance on it. So I'm going to be whole. Yeah, everything that was damaged or destroyed will be brought back to full serviceable life. And in many cases, it's going to be brand new construction because that's the way it is. And there's going to be loss of rent insurance on that property, meaning that if the property is damaged and you have to let the renters out because there's no place for them to rent, you can't charge people money to live in a place that doesn't exist anymore. You have to let them out of the lease. But that loss of rent insurance is going to make the payment on all of the affected units that don't have a resident in them because of the weather-related effect. And the insurance company is going to make payments every month as if the renters were in there. It's totally legal. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, ironically, let's say I was invested in a property that is affected right now by the weather systems in Louisiana. I've got my money in all kinds of different places. I have money up in Dallas. I have money in San Antonio. I have money in different parts of Texas. And I am considering putting some of that money in different parts of the United States. Yeah, because there are some really great markets out there that I could invest in. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I'm actually looking forward to at this expo event that I talked to you about at the beginning of the show, I'm actually interested in hooking up with some of the lead investors that I know that are spearheading different markets. In other words, they are going into different markets that traditionally Lifestyles Unlimited members had not penetrated into. But these guys are penetrating into those markets. And I want to hear the results. I want to sit down and I want to have a conversation with them and I want to hear why they made that decision and what the benefits are for doing that. Because they may clue me in on something that I'm missing. And I'll tell you, that right there, the fact that we have the ability to network and connect with other like-minded individuals, that gives you access to what I consider qualified information. Yeah, qualified information. Not the stuff that you read on the news feeds. Not the stuff that somebody wrote about in an article that you read that has no idea of what they're talking about. I'm talking about qualified information. I'm talking about people that are actually doing the business of real estate, sharing information with you. And in our organization, we're all about sharing information. It is really, really cool. All right, so let's talk about some other reasons why maybe it's time for you to sell. Maybe it's time for you to free up some capital. Yeah, maybe you want to expand your real estate investment business. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, maybe you just want to buy more distressed properties that you can rebuild into cash flowing machines. Or maybe it's just time for you to step in the world of owning and operating apartment communities. I don't care what you invest in, as long as it's income-producing residential real estate. That's the sweet spot. And whether you're investing in single-family houses, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, it doesn't matter. Even if you're investing in apartments, It doesn't matter. What really matters is what are those investments doing for you? And as long as they're providing you income streams five different ways, and especially in the multifamily space, if you're forcing appreciation onto the property, in other words, you're repositioning it from a financial standpoint that the value is going up, you're doing good. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe your investment priorities have shifted. Maybe that's a reason for you to sell some of the assets that you have. And in any case, priorities and strategies will change over time. I want you to fully understand that. Just because you put a five-year hold on a property doesn't necessarily mean that you will hold that property for 5 years. You might actually hold it longer, or you might hold it shorter. Look, in our organization, we learn together, we get better together, and we change over time. And because of that, our portfolios have a tendency to change too. No matter the reason for selling, I don't care what reason you have. What's really important is being decisive when you know you need to be decisive. If you want results, you're going to have to be proactive. Yeah, you're going to have to actually go out there and create those results. Not that hard to do, but some people are hesitant. If you know what you want for your financial future, you need to reach for it. You need to pursue it. And if what you're doing for retirement or investment isn't working, it's time to do something different. Now, I want to share with you my last reason for why you ought to potentially sell an asset. And it has to do with the fact that the market conditions are very strong. And right now, it's a seller's market. It's been a seller's market for quite a while, which means sellers are in the catbird seat. That doesn't mean buyers are getting ripped off. It just means sellers, this is a good time to sell. So low inventory, high demand, that's what's causing prices to go up. I firmly believe it. So people are looking to buy homes for their personal residence, and there's a shortage of properties on the market at entry-level price points. Very few new home builders are building homes at the entry-level price point. So the only option for many people wanting to purchase a home and take advantage of the record low real estate interest rates comes from investors that are maybe putting their rental properties on the market for sale. Of course, we do that after the residence lease has ended and they have vacated the property, because unless you're going to sell to another investor, you just don't sell. Remember, there's nothing wrong with taking profit in the current market. As a matter of fact, some of the numbers that I was projecting for some of the properties that I'm holding for a five-year hold, I'm actually considering letting those properties go sooner, because the target prices that I wanted to achieve, well, it's not going to take me 5 years to get there. So there are reasons for you to sell property in today's market. Do not be afraid of market conditions. Do not be afraid that you cannot do something more with that money, because I'm here to tell you, real estate is available. Real estate is an abundance mentality game, and there is an abundance of assets for you to acquire. And if you want to find out how we do this, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.